Could you lower those signs, please? I have some very sad news for all of you, and that is that Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight.
Direct from our newsroom in Washington, in color, this is the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite.
Good evening. Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee. Dr. King was standing on the balcony of a second-floor hotel room tonight when, according to a companion, a shot was fired from across the street. In the friend's words, the bullet exploded in his face. Dr. King had returned to Memphis only yesterday, determined to prove that he could lead a peaceful mass march in support of striking sanitation workers, most of whom are Negroes.
Dan Rather, reporting for CBS News from New York. The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. was shot to death by an assassin late today as he stood on a balcony in Memphis, Tennessee.
Confused and shocked city tonight, no one can believe what has happened. It's been just a little over an hour since Dr. Martin Luther King died from an assassin's bullet. King was shot as he stood on the balcony in front of room 306 in the Lorraine Hotel. He was alone. His aides were in the room behind him. Dr. King was rushed to St. Joseph's Hospital emergency room. He died at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time.
In a nationwide television address, President Johnson expressed the nation's shock.
America is shocked and saddened by the brutal slaying tonight of Dr. Martin Luther King. I ask every citizen to reject the blind violence that has struck Dr. King, who lived by nonviolence.
Dr. King had this to say last night about the situation in Memphis.
Somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right.
Martin Luther King dedicated his life to love and to justice between fellow human beings. He died in the cause of that effort. In this difficult day, in this difficult time for the United States, it's perhaps well to ask what kind of a nation we are. What direction we want to move in.
What kind of nation we are. What direction do we want to move in? Martin Luther King was shot and killed 43 years ago today in 1968. My thanks to engineer Tony Sorrentino and producer Desi Doyen for putting together that montage on this day of remembrance. Incredibly, Martin Luther King was speaking on behalf of union workers down in Memphis when he was shot. And here we are, exactly 43 years later, in many cases, making this same fight. And these similar protests that go on. And incredibly, we have a media headed up by guys like Glenn Beck who come out and say, what? Martin Luther King, he wasn't fighting for unions. He didn't care about unions. Yeah, except for the day that he was shot and killed 43 years ago. Way to go, Glenn.